Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us to this series of talks on New Life with the Rav Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitzamazos. Hello. And we're talking in these previous talks about pregnancy and birth, one of the most important processes in life and one of the more significant ones in our adult lives. So during these talks, we're focusing on a certain topic within this big issue, and we're trying to understand better the life of the embryo and this process of pregnancy and birth, and how can we in general raise to a better and a new life. And today we'd like to focus on the power of women power. So Nitza, please open the conversation. Okay, the power of women is really a very substantial power, and some of us are more naturally connected to it, and some of us are not. And somehow, when we reach the period of pregnancy, it's something that is awakened within women. They want to understand a little more, what is this power within women that is called the power of nature, the power of creation, that is also connected to women somehow. So, and we'd like to understand how to connect better to this power that's inside us. We see that once again we return to the degrees of development of the inanimate, vegetative, and animal levels, which instinctively developed through the commands of nature, and the human level evolves through our own efforts, the participation of the human within us. How much do we understand and see the direction towards which we need to evolve on the human level? We build society in that direction, we build humanity, and in that we exist. With whatever either benefits us or the opposite. And we need to understand that this force, this power in women, who is actually a representative of nature as one who gives birth and develops new life within her and cares for them, this power needs to develop onwards, especially her, because a woman goes through a development that a man does not. In pregnancy and birth and the treatment of new life, the man only gives her what's necessary for that. He only helps with that. He causes that to a certain extent. But the development and the treatment of this process is given to the woman, and a man is not able to take this upon himself and to take part, an active part in it. He also doesn't change like a woman does, who goes through this entire process. And we see that the more developed human society is, the female power becomes more and more dominant. And it determines more, it's more important. It's not a coincidence that we, in our times, we reached the acknowledgement that there's equal rights, at least, for women and men, and we're willing to accept that. We understand that this will be good. Not just because women suddenly have demands and they're pressuring society to do so, but because we understand that this strength, this power, it's for the good of all. If we develop it more and more, because a woman is more stable, she's more realistic, she's more connected to life, she's less aloof, she's more grounded than the man, she's more balanced according to all of her systems, she's more realistic. And although nature does not give women great creative forces, fantasies and research and science and all kinds of things where you need the outburst, the disconnection from the current degree of life where we're at, but it's one against the other. It's built one with the other, so that the nature of women is to stabilize our lives in the right way. So then if we're talking about the right combination between a man and woman, a man belongs to the development of the next degree, and a woman belongs more to the stability of the current degree. And so for the life of the family and our social lives and all of this whole material plane, of course you need to listen to what Sarah is saying to you. Listen to what Sarah tells you. According to the sources, the what's written. And the development depends on the man. So then society develops according to how much it gives more and more room for women to be influential. And we see in many cases how women who take places in the front, key roles in society. I would say that this is always for the good of the environment, usually for the good of society. Society becomes more balanced, more stable, more flexible. And this is the nature of a woman that makes it so. And we see that in many countries today, prime ministers and vice presidents, there are women who are taking these roles and leading jobs. And especially in the family. Because whatever you say, a woman really is the one who determines what happens at home. She is the home. She takes care of everyone. And by that, she also controls everything that goes on. And the man supplies needs. But the organization, both of the small home and the greater world outside it, needs to be organized by the power of women. And the more men understand that, also in the development of life, they give the start, the beginning. But later, everything takes place through the body of the woman. And so the men need to give all of their stamina, their energies, their powers, all their strength, their abilities, in order to let this concept that's called woman stabilize our world. And so we've not reached this state in human society yet, but we're advancing towards that. And I hope that the sooner we'll be able to understand that, we will gain by that, because all of the problems and troubles are actually from men continuing to engage in wars and conflicts and all those things without giving women, according to their nature, to, just like they take care of the embryo and the baby, to take care of the world, which is actually our common, our shared home. I wanted to ask you, a woman who becomes pregnant, she begins a kind of process here, which is one of the central processes in nature. So how can she use this process that has now happened within her body over, or is going to happen over these 9 months, in order to discover the potential of this feminine power that's inside her, which possibly she didn't know it until now, she didn't see it, she didn't maximize it, she didn't fulfill it. How can she use this process that nature suddenly sent to her and put her in this in this process, which is the foundation of life. So how can she use what is going to happen anyway over these 9 months, this natural process, in order to give birth not only to a baby, to give birth to herself, this power, the power, the feminine power that she possibly did not connect to before. We talked about it in our last talk, that from her concern for her embryo, she also needs to work on the environment. No, I'm talking about her fulfillment as a person. Let's say a woman of 20 or 30 becomes pregnant, and let's say before that she lived in society, and she did things. I don't know what she did exactly. Is there a kind of force in a woman, specifically, a feminine power, a special power, that she didn't necessarily connect to it or felt it or used it and could hear it talking to her from the inside and act in accordance to it the way it leads her in life? And now suddenly she has these parentheses that nature is opening up for her, and in these 9 months she goes through a metamorphosis on all levels. So I'm not just talking about preparing the world for her fetus, not about the fetus, but about herself. How can she as a person go from being just a person, a unisex person, into becoming a woman who meets, discovers, and brings to the fullest all the forces that she's able to, as a woman, to add to her life? Only through her personal development. She has to be developed in such a way that she will give her embryo and her child and her youth that will later grow . She needs to be able to give him the right direction in life, so she needs to develop according to that. She can't be an analphabet. She can't allow herself to be unkempt, to something that's on the sidelines of the family. She can't give the embryo and her small child an example that she's in the sidelines of the family. She has to, in the way she presents herself to her child, by that she builds his approach to life. Maybe I didn't understand your question. Maybe Nitsa can help. A woman has her powers. She has her special abilities. And even looking at the concept of woman and mother, maybe we can begin with that. What is the difference between a woman and a mother? I wouldn't say that a woman has a special personality. It's just a body that has not yet fulfilled itself. So what is this fulfillment of a woman? A woman needs to be one who gives birth and an educator. That is the power of the woman, the female power. So actually, until a woman doesn't become a mother, according to this definition, she has not fulfilled what nature has created in her. Yes? Is there any other kind of fulfillment that a woman can do? I think this is all, because by that she fulfills herself fully. If she advances together with what she has to give her children, she develops herself, she changes the home, she changes the environment, she changes the world. If she wants for the generation of her children, I'm talking about the general concept of woman, if she wants for what she gives birth to, this new generation, for it to live in this good, proper way, just like a mother wants for her babies, for her kids. And of course, in accordance to that, then she needs to develop herself to constantly aim and direct this generation to this correct and good life. So she needs to know all of creation. She needs to be connected to nature, to this great general law of nature, to where we exist. And she needs to be identified with nature and to know that all of nature is actually her own womb, and through her, through that, she supplies everyone with life, with livelihood, with security and warmth. Now, as you were speaking, I had the kind of picture or image or memory that in ancient cultures, when a woman would get pregnant and begin the process of her development, then she would have her circles of women that would teach her how to be a woman, how to also go from being a woman to a mother. And all these processes don't really exist today. We live in a society that, just like Oren said before, it's a kind of unisex environment. So everybody does more or less the same until the moment of pregnancy, where we suddenly discover that there's a kind of speciality to us. So how can we go through this process today in our modern lives? Because we don't have it today. When I get pregnant, I know very little usually. I can read a little bit. But from stories and talks that I had with friends, they said how surprised they were finally when the child arrived. How much they weren't prepared for it, how much nothing was really ready. Their imagination, the gap between what they imagined and what reality was actually like, was so far. Yeah, because we're disconnected from life these days. Girls used to grow next to their mothers, and they themselves saw how the mothers and the neighbors would give birth and take care of the babies. And also the daughters, before they reached adulthood, they would themselves take care of the babies. It was natural. There were a lot of children in a family. It was always like this. It was mixed this way from generation to generation. It would continue like a wheel. And today, of course, we live in this artificial way. And the problem is that we don't take care of it to compensate for these things. And we can't really change these things. And maybe it's not necessary, but we need to compensate for what a woman lacks these days. Today, a woman of 20 or 30, if she gives birth, she doesn't know what to do. She just doesn't know anything naturally. She didn't learn it. Not from her mother, not from her relatives. It's a problem, and of course it's missing. Throughout the entire process that a woman goes through, and especially during pregnancy, we need to have a special study here. In the modern world, where there are so many people who are unemployed, I would free a woman from her pregnant, the moment she's pregnant, from all these problems. I would give her time to study, to be in society, to steady herself and society in the right way. I would use it as a time of actual university also for the fetus. Well, I'd like to ask you, in this university, is it possible to have a special route of study where the woman simply studies her body and what's happening within her over these months, and from this process within her to naturally, this process that is happening inside her, can she learn anything from it about how to awaken this power that so far she has not been given or taught, her natural female power that's in her nature? Does she relate to the world in the same way she relates to her fetus? Because, of course, by that she has what to give to society, what to give to the world. If women all over the world would be prepared for that and would understand that, and then they would be able to do that, they change the world, undoubtedly. We're talking about more than half of the population of the world who are women. And of course, we can create huge changes through this on the condition that she'll receive the right education, the right approach to life. We see today that people aren't interested in this. There's no awareness towards this. I also see women who have such high roles in governments, they don't demand it. They don't have the right awareness. What does a woman need in order to empower women? They shout, give us rights. But what will you do with these rights? What will you do? Equality. In what? You can't make them both sexes equal, but what exactly do they need to do? There's a problem with the approach here, with the initial education that they received. I think that the development needs to be that just like today she feels herself from day to day in the development of the months of pregnancy, she feels more and more as a mother who takes care of her embryo. She also needs to develop herself to be as a mother who cares for the world. Because what she has inside her now, what's speaking within her now, is the power of nature, the general nature in which we exist. And this great force, this great sphere, which is called the womb, the nature. Inside her, inside the sphere, we find ourselves, and this is like a womb. So just like she cares for what's inside her womb, we also need to understand that this is how nature cares for what's happening inside her womb. It's caring for all of humanity. And then we were given this free choice to develop ourselves towards this nature, this greater nature. As the correct embryo, we need to educate ourselves. How will we educate ourselves to be like this nature, how this mother is demanding of us? So by that, we need to study that from a woman who is pregnant, as much as she can care for her baby, as much as she wants, whichever form that he receives, that she wants him to be friendly, she wants him to be kind, to be soft, to be connected to everyone, in all the different parts of him, to develop harmoniously and correctly from day to day. This is how we need to care about our environment, being in harmony between all of its parts, and to develop that way from phase to phase. And so a woman who feels that inside her and can express that externally as well, this is a very positive force. How does it happen that modern woman doesn't actually give this female strength, this feminine power? She doesn't really relate any importance to it. It's a general distortion and malfunction in humanity. It's always this way, that what's in our choice, we do not develop through it. We develop through our ego in the opposite way to nature. We develop individualistically until we discover that in this way we are breaking ourselves to pieces. We're not able to live in this way. Because human society is like a baby, like an embryo that is beginning to be formed in the waters of his mother's womb. To rot, excuse me. It's a default in pregnancy, what's happening now. An accident. And we need to see that these parts will not reach this rotting, but they will connect together so that they'll be in harmony with each other, so that we'll be connected. And this is all in our own free choice. Either something dead will come of it, or something alive and successful. There are women who, from the moment that she's pregnant, she's in bloom, and that there's a woman who gets pregnant and she suffers. This is in accordance to nature, how much she's in balance with nature or not. Because a woman who's balanced with nature, she needs to be the most happy, healthiest, blossoming creature. And if not, then it means that she has problems, internal malfunctions. So what can you recommend for her in order to overcome it? Not medically speaking. On my level is only to cause balance. How can she do this? To her environment and to herself, to everything. Also for her health, also for her nutrition and rest and participation in what's around her. The more she causes balance and harmony on all levels, by that she will reflect to her embryo the ability to develop in harmony and balance. This is the same law all throughout all of creation, that the particle is just like the whole. Okay, let's say there's a scale of 0 to 100 of different levels of suffering from pregnancy. One is happy, is plus 100, and another is suffering at a minus 100, and a lot of women are somewhere in the middle. And you're saying a pregnancy is not supposed to be suffering. No, it's the most happy time. It can actually heal a lot of things in the body of a woman, the time of pregnancy. How? Because higher forces, upper forces are awakened in her that weren't awakened before, because she must now also care for the birth of new life. So she receives from nature a lot of extra forces of energies, metabolisms, and the changes of states and information. It all flows within her in a very intensive way. She lives for two. How can she maximize this? How can you bring this to maximum to get healing powers from this process consciously in awareness? Can she control it? Yes, she needs to understand, if we explain it to her, of course, through this explanation, which is not simple. It's wide and it can be lengthy over a few hours, maybe a few meetings or lectures, or talks, workshops. She needs to understand that nature is all one. Just like we see in the integral world, and therefore her attitude towards nature, it returns to the embryo, it returns to her, because all in all of our problems, no matter which level they're on, physical, emotional, or in our thoughts, or in our relationships, it all comes from the lack of our balance with general nature. And therefore, we have no choice but to teach her how to be in balance with the entire world. So let's say I'm this woman, and sadly, I'm suffering from this pregnancy. I don't know how to digest all of this. It's really taken me out of balance. And now you're telling me, listen, if you're pregnant and you're not happy, then that means that you're out of balance, and I agree with you. I just didn't understand how I can go towards this balance now. You come to us? I'm here already. I'm with you. No, this is not for a TV series. Okay, let's say I'm a woman. I've joined this study. All right, now I'm giving you a prescription. It's very simple. This prescription is that you need to come to us for talks and workshops, in this participation in these workshops, you don't need to do anything else in the world. In this participation with other women just like you, you will actually return yourself to balance. We teach you about the great world and your own small world, how they're both tied together, how the wide world, which is the great womb, and your own womb, how they're tied together, what influences your womb and your own state of health, and what influences the greater womb of nature and the greater world outside you, and how they're tied together. And then you begin to understand that this entire system is an integral system, and everything is tied together, and you, as a woman, can influence both of them. A man cannot, but a woman can. Meaning a woman who cares for her embryo, by her also being concerned for the entire world to be as the embryo that develops correctly in the general womb of nature, she's able to care for that, and her concern will influence the world, will influence the greater systems. How am I supposed to care for this great world outside me? I'm hardly able to care for my own womb, for this general womb. How do I do this? Right, instinctively you only care for what's inside you. But they explain to you here that this is not enough. If you want to be healthy with a healthy embryo, you also have to care for its general development until the degrees really be a good person, a successful person. You have to care for the general womb, because the general integral world is before us. We're only beginning to get to know it, that everything is tied together, just like you with your womb. Also, nature is this way with its own womb. Just like that. And these two systems are tied together, and you here in this world are a representative of this greater nature. And therefore you, with your concern for your baby, need to care and are able to care together with nature for her embryo, which is humanity. Okay, I know more or less how to care for my embryo. I know how to nourish him. I need to rest. I need to think good thoughts. And for this, my relationship with my man needs to be good, because that influences him. Until here, I understood how I influence him. Now we go to a more external circle. Yeah, so how can I suddenly influence the womb of the world? What do I need to do there? I know what to do for my womb, but what do I need to do for the world? Towards this great womb that is called the world. We all live from nature. We are tied to this system. This is how it is stabilized, how it is built. And nature has given it to us in the way it gives birth to us and keeps us alive and develops us. He does it so in order for us to be born into a different level of existence. Nature gives us an example. A woman gets pregnant, and an embryo begins to grow within her. This embryo that begins to be born is humanity. It's just like the Creator said to Sarah, there are great future nations within you. So you are a woman who gives us an example. How do we develop, all of us? How do we all have developed? So just like you care for your embryo, nature also cares for his or her embryo, which is all of us. And throughout the thousands of years of our development here, for now, it's a pregnancy that we've not yet completed. We've not yet been born. We're supposed to be born soon to the new world, to this new degree, which is called the human degree, the human level, truly. And the woman here in our world is an example of how we need to understand the general nature, our mother. how she needs to relate, how we need to relate to this place in which we find ourselves, in this womb, and to be in accordance to it. And then this womb will also supply us with everything we need because we're inside it, inside nature. When I look at my embryo, then I know, even if I don't understand, that there are stages. Because for example, I know that I'm in week 12. I know that the first trimester is about to be over. Where am I? Where are we on this timeline of development? Where are we? We're coming close to our birth. And in this coming closer to birth, we're going through the most important stage. Because just like we talked about the three sectors, is the 3 months, 3 months, and 3 months, we are in the last 3 months of the development. And here, especially, the parts that belong to the future human develop, the human that needs to be born, his brain, the highest discernments. Just like we talk about the first 3 months where we develop on the inanimate level. It's like the inanimate. We only take care of ourselves and keep ourselves safe. And in the middle of 3 months, this is the vegetative level. We already begin somehow to take action. And in the last 3 months, we already develop on the animal level, in which we are already beginning to move, to do all kinds of actions, and we have a mind and feeling and everything. And we understand and know the woman a little bit from the inside. She knows us some a little bit, and we are in a certain conversation. And we advance towards this birth. And what is this birth? It's the birth of the human. Before that, he was as a living body, and now when he's born, we treat him already as a newborn in the society and the environment on the human level, and then he already begins to be, we need to treat him as a small person. And after a few days, we already begin to try and get him to respond to us as a person, and for him to hear voices and see colors and et cetera, in stages. It's the same here. Historically, we find ourselves in the last stage. We now especially need to take care of the development towards the human level. It's not the human level yet, it's towards the human level. We are preparing ourselves for this birth. What does the embryo do during this birth? He turns over. He turns around. Before the birth itself, he turns around. And first, he goes through very difficult stages. These last stages are very hard because it's very hard for him to be inside the mother. He doesn't agree with all the limitations around him, the walls of the womb. And more such things. There are, supposedly, there's a conflict between him and the mother. This is how we feel today in the world. We don't understand, we don't know the world, we don't want to receive it in this way. We are in an actual struggle. And this is from our lack of understanding of the development. But this is actually, naturally, we need to see that this happens. But here, there's a kind of special development within the mother, within nature, because the mother is nature, from which we need to take an example that what's happening, even though we don't agree with it, we don't want it, there's anger inside the woman, and this last stage is very active inside a person. What happens to him before birth is that he turns around. His head is where his feet used to be, is below, and everything he saw and thought before and felt inside his world, he agrees to get rid of it. He agrees to exchange it. He agrees to be born, to go out to this new world where he has no connection to what went before. They cut the umbilical cord and that's it. And then the birth itself also happens in this difficult way because there is the the birth pains, the troubles, the problems, and we also need to prepare ourselves for that as humans and to just take an example, for it's a complete parallel. But this is what we're standing before this new birth. This is what we're seeing. But when we prepare everything, we need to prepare for ourselves a new world. When the embryo is born, we wait for him, we help the mother, and we treat the baby once he's born. We need to prepare ourselves correctly to treat ourselves after we are born, after we exchange our consciousness, where we won't be opposed to what there is, but in harmony with nature around us. This is called that we are born. And what will we see then? We will see a new world with a new approach, with these new senses. And then we will see how we receive these forces of nature after our birth, in this new reality, in this new connection between us, with love and harmony and friendship between us. These forces are the ones who give birth to us. They help us later to exist and to grow. And then we receive, as an entire humanity, the forces of mother and father, Abba ve'ima, this is what they're called. And they treat us, these forces. And we also need to constantly fit ourselves to them and to ask for them and to receive from them. And so, in this mutual relationship that is correct, we will grow until we reach a state in which we will be just like these mother and father, just like these two forces in nature, the giving force and the receiving force, which operate in the right harmony and combination on us, and we together with them. And this is already the new state after the birth of humanity into this new state. And we can learn all of this from the woman and what happens to us here in this world. Inside this process, if I understand you correctly, then this woman that's become pregnant, inside her, she has a fetus, and she herself is also a fetus. Yes? When you talked about it, I imagine those babushkas, those dolls, within a doll, that you open, and each time you find a doll inside it. This is called the ladder of states or degrees. Okay, let's look at her for a moment. She is a woman. She is now pregnant, and inside her there is a fetus that's growing. And in this metaphor, she herself is also a fetus inside of nature. Now, we said before that unfortunately today there's a woman when she gets pregnant and she doesn't feel good, and there are women who do feel good. So we said that if she doesn't feel good, it's because she's not in balance. So if I understand the symbolism here correctly, the reason she's not in balance with her own fetus is because she's not in balance with the general nature. I thought you'd say the opposite. Right, if she improves her balance with nature, her balance with her fetus will improve. Good. So this is what interests me. We say it like this. You want to change your lack of balance that's between you and your embryo. Okay, so let's open your awareness, a new awareness for you. You should know that you yourself as an embryo are an embryo, and you're not balanced with the womb around you. That's what we add for her, right? Yes. Okay, so how can she be a good embryo? Because she's actually not a good embryo. No. She herself, she's not a good embryo. She's not sitting well in this womb. So how can she be a good embryo? She needs to build an ark. I didn't understand. The Ark of Noah is also a kind of womb where you hide inside, and then you're in balance with nature. By not demanding more than I need in order to exist, and I exist with all the parts of the creation in this good, kind, nice way, and in friendliness inside my ark, all of nature exists, all the animals, everything there is, and I am together with them. In this good way, I care for them, they care for me, and everything's okay. I have to build for myself such an environment. And what does this metaphor mean? It's not a metaphor. This is the actual life that we need to live. This is what I need to build. What does she need to build? The right approach towards the environment, even to her close environment. Close meaning the neighborhood, the town, the country, until it will be the entire world. But in my pregnancy, there's just one embryo. And in this drawing that you told us about, I understood that my pregnancy, the one I'm in, there has a lot of fetuses, a lot of embryos. No, it just has a lot of parts that are disconnected. This is why we said it's rotting. What do you mean that the others are actually parts of me, parts of the same embryo? Of course, everybody is in what is called broken, in a broken form. Wait a minute, this is all hidden. No, this is not hidden. We're talking about humanity as a fetus, as an embryo, which is broken into pieces, and this is called that it's broken. The feeling of the breaking is called a crisis today. Except we're not aware that this crisis is because we're broken, disconnected from each other. I didn't understand. I'm going back to the three. We have her and her embryo, and she herself is an embryo. This is all I understood. She has an embryo, but she's not happy. She's not happy. She's not in balance with this. So you're telling her, listen, you're not in balance because you yourself are an embryo inside of nature. Except you're not a good embryo. There's a lack of balance between you and this womb. That's right. So I said good. If you want to have a good connection with your fetus, you yourself need to organize yourself with the general womb. So I'm asking you now, how can she do that? You said the Ark of Noah, but I didn't understand that. I understand as a metaphor, but as a woman, what do I need to do? I want to return to balance. And then you said you yourself are an embryo. So what does this mean? What do I do? You need to be more in the qualities of bestowal, of love, of kindness, of concession, connection, and unity. Why these qualities? Because these are the qualities that the womb reflects and projects to the fetus, to the embryo. The womb projects these feelings to the embryo. Warmth, caring, treatment. If I want, as an embryo within the general womb, to be in balance, I also need to cause nature that I'm inside, these same qualities of warmth, balance, love, connection. And by that, I cause there to be peacefulness throughout the system. So it's an opposite act. So what? All of our problems come from a lack of balance, from blood pressure to heat and cold, to all the illnesses and the discomfort in the body. It all comes from lack of balance. I can now cause a balance, and by that I'll be healthy. How do I cause this balance? Say I have high blood pressure. I receive an artificial medicine to artificially balance these pressures. But if I could do this without medicine, I'd do that. All of the problems, all of the illnesses, all of the conflicts that we have, all of the problems we see in the world, they're always because of a lack of balance. If I'm balanced with you, then there is peace between us, wholeness between us. If we're not balanced, then in accordance to that, we find ourselves in conflict, in pressures, even up to wars. This is what happens between all the parts of the world, between all of them. So, therefore, if you want to cause a wholeness and comfort, peacefulness, health, you need to bring yourself to this balance, maximal balance with everyone around you, the most you can, and therefore you'll do it. You can't do it towards your own embryo. You naturally give him as much as you're able to give to him, But still, if there is a lack of balance, then you need to turn to the general nature outside you and to see that it's coming from there. All of the problems and troubles that we are experiencing in our world are because we are not balanced with nature. That because in the human level, that is where we need to balance ourselves with nature. Nature is leaving us this freedom so that we, as the embryo that develops, we must ourselves reach this balance with nature. By what? With love, with caring, with consideration and connection between us, to connect and build from these broken parts this big embryo that is inside this general embryo, general womb. And what is this for? In order to cause this nature, the good approach of love, and then we will feel it in return from nature. This is interesting. It's an actual opposite act. This is called from the love of others to the love of the Creator. It doesn't matter what we call it. Because the embryo inside me, it gets its nutrition from me. I also want to receive it from the womb. Go ahead, but you need to be able to receive it to the extent of your balance and harmony and connection to this womb, to nature. You'll receive everything from it. Simple. So what do I lack in order to fit myself and harmonize myself? Because you're saying that if you harmonize yourself, you'll be able to receive this. That's right. You yourself are blocking the channels of nutrition and bounty that are coming to you because you're not mutually in harmony with nature. So how can I learn this from my embryo? How does he do it and I don't know how? He does it naturally because he develops instinctively as an animal. You need to do it on the human level with nature. You already need to do this consciously in your emotion. You're not an embryo anymore. You already are on the human level. Your baby is developing on the animal level. You are developing inside nature on the human level, and therefore you need to fit yourself to nature consciously. How does she open these channels of bounty? Through balance. What causes a blockage? When I don't want to receive what's given to me, or when I stop my reception because I don't want to be in the quality of the giver. Doesn't matter how we express it. So you're saying that goodness is given to her, but she's blocked from receiving it? Yes, because she's not giving back the same approach. To who? To nature. Inside me as an embryo, I'm now inside nature, and nature is proposing me with this simple condition. He's telling me this. I'm instinctively developing you through the levels of inanimate, vegetative, and animal levels. All of the channels are open. Now, on the human-speaking level, the channels are blocked. Why? Because you are an egoist. You think only of yourself, and you think of nobody else, and you don't think of me. You need to grow as I grow. On the next level, on the speaking level, you have to open up these channels with what? By our natures to be the same. Your nature and my nature needs to be the same. You need to reach love, opening up the good approach. Don't do to others what you hate, and so on and so forth. The moment you want to do this, you'll see how much I help you and how much I give to you all of this bounty, all of this affluence. Because what does it mean to grow on your level? To be just like the general nature, you need to be just like mother. And then you're born. And then we are born. If we understand that, if we want that, if we receive forces from there, we are born. And we're born outside of this nature that we are now in, to the external world, which is called the upper world. in the form of a human, Adam. What is Adam? It's my consciousness. That is what's born there. My internality is born there. If we return to this threesome, she has a fetus and she's a fetus within nature. So then here we have a trick. She has a womb inside her. The nature has created a womb within her in which she has a baby. And she needs to look at it as a mother. She can look how and see how this womb treats the fetus, the embryo. And she needs to copy this approach of the womb towards the baby. This is how she needs to treat who? She needs, as an embryo, to treat nature that way, just like the womb treats the embryo. So then she's an upgraded embryo. She's an embryo that needs to relate like a womb. Exactly. On the part of nature, this is what happens. Otherwise, the womb would emit the baby. He would be accepted as a foreign body. How is it possible that a piece of flesh is developing inside a womb and the body of the mother tolerates him and develops him? How does this happen? Because he's an equivalence of form. He receives everything that comes from the mother. He receives it with love, with desire, openly, naturally, instinctively. It's built this way. We have a resistance within us towards any foreign body, like if we have a something sharp inside us, then the body develops this morse in order to let it out, because nature itself develops this force, defensive force, in order to have this sharp object out of us, this splinter. So she needs to treat the upper womb this way? So practically what? She needs to relate to who this way? This is how she needs to relate to all of humanity? But she doesn't know all of humanity. This is Nitsa, who lives in Petah Tikva. She doesn't know everyone. Okay, well, through that, she needs to relate to nature. This is nature. I don't know what nature is. I don't know what it is, who it is. I relate this way to all of humanity. That is nature, which I see. Why humanity? Because this is the human level. But if you don't know humanity, I don't need to know them. Who I'm in touch with. We have no choice. We are experiencing birth pains now. We have to be born. And the womb will develop these pains, these troubles, until we fit ourselves to it. Okay, last question, Itza, because we're out of time. Yeah, let's close the circles, because we started from the feminine power. This is what women have to bring to the world, and this is called the Torah of your mother. What do you mean, this? This entire approach to balance ourselves with nature is the Torah of your mother. This is what the mother needs, the woman needs to, this general woman needs to teach all of humanity. Okay, so we will wrap up our talk then. We have a great mission here. We were talking about the female power, and now I think that they have a great mission. What can we do with men who don't understand this, who aren't inside this process? They don't have this feeling of the womb, those poor, miserable things. So what do we do with them? How will they grow? They have society. They have the environment. They need to organize themselves in the environment. Men. Who? Nisa's husband. Right, all the husbands. They need to organize themselves in society and to develop this womb in the environment towards each and everyone. But we'll talk about that another time. Okay, so thank you very much, Rav Leitman. Thank you, Nitsa. Thank you, our viewers. And until next time, all the best, and let's have a good pregnancy and in balance and everything. So goodbye.